If you're an education leader or visionary for improving our school mental health system, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Charlie Peck, keynote speaker and school mental health consultant. Make sure you download our free school mental health audit at thrivingeducator.org/audit to assess your current system with your mental health team. Now that's thrivingeducator.org/audit. Make sure you pick that up. All right, let's get started with today's episode. Hi, this is Charlie Peck with the Thriving Educator Podcast, and we have Chuck Moss, who is such an extraordinary leader and connector of people. You care so much about people, Chuck, and it's such an honor to have you here. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here. I very much enjoyed your session at the VASCP conference that we did, you know, before the holidays. And I have so much respect for you and the book that you've written. And just, I am so grateful to you for having me be a part of this.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what, when you come across people who share a vision that you do and who are so passionate about other people in a genuine way, it's so important to stay connected to those people. And you're really good at that anyway. So let's talk about that. Part of your leadership kind of mantra is about connection and being awesome in a way that helps people feel included. So tell me more about that.
Well, you know, I believe that connections are the basis of everything. Because, you know, Rita Pearson said it best, you know, kids don't learn from people they don't like. And I think it's also true that teachers don't find their best opportunity, their best selves for administrators they don't like. You know, it all comes down to, you know, do you feel loved? Do you feel cared about? Do you feel liked? And I just can't overstate how important it is to form those effective relationships and those meaningful relationships, not just surface level, but the ones where you're having conversations about the things that are affecting someone's day-to-day life. When you're having conversations about the health of their family, when you're able to ask those questions and they know you care about them, because if you care about them, they're going to care about you too.
Absolutely. I mean, goodness gracious. So you do a lot of support of leaders in not only in the district, but outside of that. Like, you do a lot of work to support people. Can you tell a little bit about the work that you do?
Sure. A lot of it's about building those connections. And, you know, here in the district, a lot of times I'll go and I'll visit a school and talk to a leader about the things that I've seen there. But I'll say, here's a resource for you. Here's someone you should reach out to. We got to, you know, make those connections so that, you know, it's broader than just the borders of our county. It goes all the way out. And I try to do something almost every morning where I give some kind of message. You know, we have Mindful Monday and we have Talk to Me Tuesday, Watch This Wednesday, you know, telling your school story, Thought for Thursday and Follow Friday. And then Follow Friday is all about following people that are making an impact where they are, because if they're making an impact where they are, they probably have something to tell you that'll help you make an impact where you're going to be. And the thing to remember too is you're going to make an impact one way or the other. So what kind of impact do you want to make? Do you want to make that impact where people feel a leadership vacuum, or do you want to make that impact where people feel supported and cared about and having their stories told?
Wow. That's really good. I love that. The impact piece is important because there is going to be some kind of outcome and you want it to be good, don't you? Of course.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you also bring families and students into the mix and help them be a part of that school community. You know, we're all about thriving school communities and that's part of it. So what is a strategy that you use to bring everybody and make everybody feel included?
Well, I tell you, my number one strategy is a good news call of the day. And I learned that from Mark French, who is a retired principal, right now living his best life, traveling around the country, doing all kinds of things. But, you know, I started seeing this post he was doing for the good news call of the day, and he'd recognize a student for doing something good in the school. And I thought to myself, why don't we start doing that where I am? Because when you call a parent with good news, because inevitably you have the parent you call and they say, what do you want now? And in your head, you're like, what I really want is to hang up. But instead, what I'm doing is I'm calling to tell you about a wonderful thing that your kid did. I'm not just calling to tell you your kid is great, because you know that. I'm calling to tell you that this specific thing they did made our school a better place in the moment or in the long term. And so just that recognition, and then posting it on social media so that the world knows what great kids we have, that has a huge impact as far as building that community, building that culture, and making people feel like they're a part of what goes on here. And I remember last year I was speaking at a community college at an event for a teen expo, and a parent came up to me and said, "I don't know if you remember, but you called because my child was a good news call today and left me a message." She said, "Even though I didn't talk to you, that never left me, that stuck with me," and he was so proud. And it's just when you get those moments, because sometimes you have to find those moments. Sometimes it's something that you might be thinking to yourself, "I don't know if this is really a huge thing," but it is for that parent and it is for that kid. And the huge thing is the principal or the assistant principal or the teacher, someone took the time out to say, "Your kid did a great thing today. I don't want to make sure you know."
It really is powerful. And I think people need to do it more, but it's hard to say, I got to add more to my work day. Like that's so right. much work to do to add one.
I will tell you this. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
no,
I will tell
I want
you
to
this.
Hear. I'd like to hear
that when I have all those things on my plate, that good news call that aid sometimes fuels me because it gives me a moment where I just talk about great things. And when you're just talking about great things, the other things that are banging into your brain, they don't have a chance to get in because you're just talking about that wonderful thing that that student did. So honestly, I know you talk an awful lot about doing the resets and, you know, squeezing your fingertips and just things you can do. That for me, that's my reset. That is my metronome as I'm getting ready for the rest of my day, is that I was able to call and recognize somebody for doing something great. Because how many times do I have to call somebody and say, "Your kid's off the bus for a day"? Nope. I want to call and say, "Hey, your kid deserves to eat off the big plate tonight because they did this amazing thing."
Awesome. And that is so key, because that one thing that you did trickles into their family life, trickles into their thinking about who they are and their self-esteem, right? It trickles into their performance as a student, for crying out loud, socially, right? There's so many things that one call can do, right? So
one thing you do is they believe they can succeed, because I've made some good news calls for kids who, you know, the teachers have been like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah, really," because they held a door or they cleaned up somebody else's tray. They did something. And so they feel like they're valuable. They're a part of what we do here. Because if you don't feel like you're a part of what someone's doing, well, you're not going to actively participate in that.
Right. Yeah. And so that's the thing. So is there a system or anything that you do to make it a little simpler so that it's easy to do?
I just prioritize it. I make it an absolute part. One thing I do is I send out something to the staff on email and say, "I need a good news call today." And I'll send out reminders to them every now and then, you know, and I don't do it every day, but I say, if you got somebody who's doing something good, let me know, you know. And I love it when I get a backlog of them. I love it when I've got to call a parent and say, "Hey, last week your kid did this, but this is the first opportunity I've had." And, you know, and the thing about it, it's funny. I don't know if that makes it easier, but it makes it more intentional. And sometimes the most rewarding things aren't the easiest to do. But it's so important. It's such a priority for me anyway, to do that, because it really does make an impact. And what you'll do is you'll create allies where you didn't have them before.
That's exactly right. It's so true. Okay. So when I was a classroom teacher, that's what I would do, is I absolutely made it a priority, but I did make the process a lot simpler, because I would, the biggest barrier for me was trying to sort through and either find an email or a phone number later.
Right.
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 So I did all that in the beginning. I had a list on my desk every single day of my students. Of course it was secured, of my students. And I literally had a tangible piece there so that I could make that call and I didn't have to go sort through, because once it pops in your mind and there's a barrier, you can get sidetracked.
Right.
So that's good. Yeah.
And I'm lucky because I have access to our student information system. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, if I see a teacher walk in the hall and they're like, "I got a good news call for you," I'm like, "Give it to me right now, give it to me right now."
Awesome.
And then we can come and we can call from my office phone here. I've got all their information. And then I record in here. I said, "Hey, you know, so-and-so was a good news call today. Their parent gave permission to recognize them on social media. because I never want to recognize anybody, put anybody out there without the parents saying it's okay. And just, again, that builds into making them part of the process. But it's just for me, like you said, having that list of students, mine is on my computer. But that is, in essence, yes. I mean, being able to just quickly look at that is great, you know, because it does simplify or streamline the process at the very least.
Yeah. And that's so important too, Chuck, because there's so many teachers who are struggling. And if we gave them that opportunity to reset and let them know that that actually is such a great reset for you to make that call or to even send an email, a quick email. Parents get that pretty immediately and then they can send an email back. So right. I like that kind of thing too, but it's about the messaging, isn't it?
Right. Well, our teachers are using ClassDojo and they're using Blooms and they're using other ways to stay connected so they can do that very quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely simplified the process for them because they don't have to look it up. They got every kid, you know, the contact information right there on their phone and they can just very quickly send out something that says, hey, you know, this wonderful thing happened. And I don't want to miss the opportunity to say that sometimes a good news call today is a staff member. Sometimes it's a staff member who went the extra mile. And I remember one school, there's a student who brought in this beautiful project on a steamship. And he had cotton as the smoke coming out of the smokestack. And it blew away when it got off the bus. Mm-hmm. And this pre-K teacher who had never had him and all of her kids were 3 years younger than him, chased that piece of cotton all the way across the parking lot and brought it back. She was a good news call today. And I called her son at college. And I said, I just need you to know what a great thing your mom just did. And it's huge the impact that can have too, because sometimes teachers don't feel like an active part of the community.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they only feel like they're there for a job, but they gotta know they're there for more than that.
Yeah, I love that. You called her son. What a great idea to do that.
Oh yeah, call children, call spouses. If I have a young teacher, then, you know, maybe first year out of college, I'll call their parents and just tell them, thank you for sharing him with me and doing such a great job raising them because they're making an impact here.
Oh my goodness. That is awesome. You know, and I mentioned having the list of phone numbers because there's something about hearing the voice and the tone that I use Blooms too. I love it. I get messages. My kid's teacher is amazing. She does that stuff all the time. But there is something about that phone call that it doesn't always even have to take a long time. It's just picking up the phone to say, hey, listen, I really appreciated your kid today when they did this. Or from the principal saying, I really appreciated that, you know, your partner did this or whatever. So that's really neat that you do that.
Well, and you know, people love it. The kids love it. And parents are very grateful for it. And like I said, for me, it's selfish. For me, it's a reset.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important. It's important to have that too. So, okay. So are there any other strategies that you use to help build that connection that other people can just tangibly use today?
You know, one of the things that I'll do sometimes is I'll if I have a kid who I'm having to meet with, or they're not necessarily having the immediate discipline, but we're just trying to make sure that they're still on track with, I'll ask their opinion about things that we're doing and things that are happening. You know, one of the things I love to do is I love to have a little quarter hockey game that I play with kids. And it's amazing the information the kids will give you when they're, you know, focused on getting that quarter into the goal, you know, and they just kind of, they move along and share things that really help me help them, you know, in the long run and be able to have those conversations. One thing I did, I was painting a mural and I was using a projector to make silhouettes. And there was a student who struggled coming. He came into our district from a different district. He was really struggling. He lost his mom. His dad had not reacted well to that. And so he was really without both parents. But when I used his silhouette on that mural, it changed the way he thought about our school because every single day he walked to the door from the bus, he saw that silhouette. And so he was a part of our school. And if you're a part of something, you want to make sure that everybody does right by it. And he went from being one of our biggest behavior challenges to one of our biggest champions for our school because just for that. I will say at my wife's school, they use a house system. We don't have that in place here, but that has had huge impact for her. The places I've seen them do it, there's a guy named Ryan Stein who does it in Henrico County, Virginia. It's fantastic. I mean, just, other places go to him to learn how to do it. And just that sense of ownership, that sense of bringing the community together. What can you do? What little things can you do? And being present is huge too. If there's a spirit night, did anyone see you there? If there's something that's going, what part are you playing in the outside life of your school? Because if I'm there from bell to bell, I am missing opportunities right and left.
Wow, it's true. And those programs, I mean, I think those big programs are awesome. And even if they feel overwhelming, people can do pieces of them. I was
Right.
actually just at a conference there at JMU in Virginia. And
Great conference. Wonderful. Yes, I spoke there
right.
many, many years ago. I love that conference.
They are so well organized and just so very supportive of their educators. And we had some fantastic people coming up from Virginia Beach sharing how they're doing the house system. I think it's RCA, the Ron Clark Academy. Is that
Oh,
right?
yeah. Yeah.
And my kids' school here at Valley Shannon in Northern Kentucky and Union, Kentucky, they just instituted it this year. And of course, there's growth thing,
Right.
like there's issues that you have to have with growth. Like my particular kid, he is not one who loves this kind of thing. So, but I will say, overall, I'm very excited for my sixth grader to come into that school next year because of that sense of belonging and that connectedness they immediately do. So I am a huge fan of those kinds of programs like you are. And I also say they don't have to feel so big. It's something that if you look long term, those little things that you start putting into place can have a long-term effect. And I like you to speak on that because I know you're a big fan of doing little things here and there that make people feel so good that have lasting effects.
Oh, sure. When I first went to our middle school here in Dinwiddie, we had to do a culture shift. And it just began with let's do a different logo. Let's do a new logo. And then from there, our school store sponsor made some shirts. And I remember the first time I saw a student get off the bus wearing one of the shirts with their logo on it. And I went up and got a picture with her and went, because you don't wear a logo if it doesn't mean something to you. And so she spent her money to buy a shirt with the logo of our school on it. It was a little thing, but it started having a big impact. We branded and people started recognizing it to the point where I would see it. I made stickers and passed them out. I love to pass out a sticker. But I started seeing them on the doors of some of our local restaurants and things like that. So, that one little thing grew into something that was community-wide, but it started as just that moment. And, from the instructional side, we are working on visible learning right now, and we would love to implement just all of it at one time. But what we've learned is that until we get the learning intentions and success criteria right, the rest of it's ancillary. So we're now on year two, and we're going to be going into year three next year of how do we make sure teachers are using those two tools to make a larger change? And we have started to see some impact in some of our data we're getting back because students are more clear about what they're learning. Now, not everybody buys into that, but eventually, the conversation we had, this one little thing we're doing, look at the huge impact it's having.
Right. That is incredible. It is so important to realize that it doesn't have to be a huge undertaking in order to start making a difference today. Yeah. Is there anything else that we're kind of missing that you'd like to add to the conversation before we go?
Well, when I talk, I'm going to get out of the way for a second. Just, don't be afraid to be awesome. That's kind of my deal. And we all have awesome inside of ourselves. We're slow to recognize it though. Like I might say to you, Charlie, you're awesome. But you might go, oh, thanks, and then go home and you're like, am I really awesome? You are. There is awesome in you. The fact that you're doing this podcast, the fact that you're sharing your message about thriving educators and thriving communities, that is awesome. And if you don't embrace and know what's awesome about yourself, how will you know what to share with people when they need it? So that's what I want to make sure people are doing. It's not about being conceited. It's not anything like that. It's about the fact that if you're choosing a profession where you're impacting other people, that is awesome. If you're in education, you are impacting other people. So make the most of that. Find out what your gift is. Find out what your awesome is so you will know what to share.
Wow. I love that. So many people need to hear that message. They get stuck and feeling negative about their life, themselves, their situation. So thank you. I think a lot of people need to hear that right now.
Well, I love talking to people. You know, so all anybody got to do is reach out. And I mean, I would love to have a conversation with anybody from one person to a room full of people to whatever. I can't possibly, because this is a mission that I have discovered really has a place in not just in what we do, but everywhere. Because people, part of the reason people don't recognize they're awesome is because they're so often told they're not. And we got to change that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, how can they connect with you?
And on Twitter, on X, I still want to call it Twitter. It's my little social rebellion. DCPS Moss. And that is the same on Snapchat, on TikTok. It's Educators Who Fish. If as of the airing of this podcast, TikTok is still a thing, it's Educators Who Fish. And then on Facebook, just Chuck Moss. Again, you know, I'm not hard to find, and I love to talk to anybody that feels like they would be positively impacted by this message or that their organization would be.
Yeah, well, that's clear that they would be. So reach out to Chuck Moss, you all, if you need some awesomeness in your life and some messaging, because he will speak with you all. So thank you so much for being here, truly.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the platform and the opportunity. And like I said, I've come to know and respect you so much in the last year, and just the work you're doing is beyond measure. So thank you.
Thank you. We're all trying so hard, aren't we? So thanks again and for having this conversation. Did you get your school mental health audit yet? You can get it at thrivingeducator.org/audit. And if you're working on mental health PD planning, check out all the ways we can support you while you're there on our website already. It's just under professional development. And listen, if you found value in today's episode, please share it in your network for those who will benefit. And if you could give it a rating and review it, that would be great. We really appreciate you. Thanks for listening.